Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
A colourful patchwork of individuals united by the wonderful world of music and friendship. That is, in the words of Valentina Georgieva, the best way to describe the Black Sea Sounds Choir, which recently marked its 100th jubilee. Valentina Georgieva has been at the helm of the Black Sea Sounds Choir for 16 whole years. Together with the choir's administration and the Musical World Association, several years ago she launched an international choir contest whose latest edition was dedicated to the centenary.
Най-важните моменти ще бъдат публикувани в една юбилейна дипиана по повод 100 годишнината.
The landmarks in the history of the choir will come out in book form, Valentina Georgieva says. We have endeavored to include all of the choir's concerts we know about. Archives go back to 1940. We have information that in the years around World War I and World War II, the choir was put on hold. Perhaps what will intrigue audiences most is the film about the past few decades of the choir's work. It will feature archive footage from our concerts. Taking a look at my own history as a conductor, I came to realize that together with my colleagues we have given over 200 concerts and have taken part in 29 festivals in Europe, Asia and of course Bulgaria. We have been awarded some 70 prizes, diplomas, certificates, and have performed over 120 works. These 100 years cover a lot of ground, so we decided to mark the jubilee over several days. We start on October the 16th with an exhibition to mark the anniversary. On that same day, we launch the choir's new website. On October the 17th, we shall be presenting Stefan Dragustinov Unknown, a collection of musical scores and recordings, the result of our work together with the composer, as well as adaptations of many of his works for mixed choir. We are so proud of this collection. It is years since any choir literature has been published, and our small town, Balchik, found the money to support choir music and to offer other choirs a new and interesting repertoire.
Thank you.
The Black Sea Sounds Choir centennial anniversary is an occasion for many experts and for the public to take a closer look at its history, which is part of the cultural history of Balchik. The beginning is connected with the name of teacher Ivan Sobov-Tsankov, who brought together a group of enthusiasts, patriotically minded and intelligent musicians. To begin with, they chose the name Svoboda, freedom, and it was only in 1959 that the choir decided on the emblematic Black Sea Sounds. Through the years, the choir has had 17 directors, with just some of them being professional choir conductors. Here we should mention the name of Voskresia Devetakova, who is the only person from the town of Balchik to have been conductor of the choir. She is also founder of the children's choir singing school in the town. After her came the Russian Anatoly Kislyakov. While he was director, the choir took on its first serious professional assignment with a new and most diverse repertoire. The first choir singers were mostly teachers and school children from the town, the youngest being 15, the oldest 85.
Първо хора, които много се обичат помежду си. Това е едно много специално общество.
They are above all people who are very fond of each other, Mrs. Georgieva goes on to say. This is a very special kind of community. The fact that we have been together so many years at concerts, rehearsals and tours speaks for itself. We always have so much to say to each other, doctors, engineers, school teachers, even university students who come here especially from the cities. A colourful medley of individuals united by this wonderful world of creativity and friendship. I'm happy to say that we would like to invite to our celebrations anyone who has ever supported us through the years, anyone who has ever backed our projects, our audience, our friends from Balchik Municipality, everyone from the Poesias of Hilandar Culture Community Club.
Thank you.
In our music slot, we presented the Black Sea Sounds Choir and its centennial anniversary.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.